Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The baseball season has come to an end. Yesterday, as Colin was off, Jim and I spent a lot of time talking to Matt Clement, trying to figure out why Kevin Cash would make the decision to pull Blake Snell when he did in the sixth inning. 24 hours removed from things now, the bigger story coming out is Justin Turner coming back out after being pulled from the game for a positive COVID test to celebrate with his teammates, much of the time without a mask, all that. The commissioner's office said yesterday that it's launching a full investigation into why he refused instructions from security to leave the field and broke MLB protocols during that celebration. And without getting into what has become a political argument or getting too deep into talk about the virus per se, Colin, what it comes back to for me is if you have rules in place, regardless of why or how the rules are in place, does the league owe it to the rest of everyone, to the rest of the league, essentially, everyone following the rules, to punish someone who did not follow the rules? In this case, it's related to COVID protocols.
Yeah, like the league acted slowly in all of this. Like they should have, I don't know if they should have had everything, all their ducks in a row before the game started. And then I don't know what you could do once the game started. You pull the teams off the field. And I don't think you can do that. But stuff shouldn't come in during the game. That said, it did. And there's an argument that I've been reading on social media and traditional media and stories where people were saying, well, you know, the pool was already dirty because of the fact that he had been around those guys for the duration of the game and in through the game. So what's the difference? Well, I understand that argument.
Yeah, but
it's not necessarily my argument, but I can understand that line of thinking. I can also understand the line of thinking, what if he hadn't infected those people yet? Then as soon as you find out, you take the most precaution necessary. Where I am with this is in this overarches the whole thing. You know, you're right. There's rules in place. It's just like with us right now. Our bosses say we can't go in and do the show in the studio. Those are our bosses, not just our big, big bosses with the big company. We can't go in and do. I think it'd be easier to do that than sitting in a closet, but you're the employee, they're the boss. Justin Turner is the employee. Major League Baseball and the Dodgers are the boss. They told him not to do something. If I got in my car and drove in the morning and walked in and opened up the microphone and started to do the show, it would go over the air. Then when the boss came in, I am up for getting in trouble however he sees fit. If he said, you're suspended, you're fired, you're this, he is judge, jury, and executioner, and it's unilateral punishment. So you know what I do? I do the show in my closet because I don't want to fall under getting punished because it's against the rules. The thing that's tricky here is there's no precedent. And Justin Turner's a free agent.
But there is this agreement between the league and the Players Association that because there's no range of penalties assigned to breaking protocols, because this is such a novel concept, the idea of having a virus and a pandemic and all this, that they're going to come together on deciding any sort of punishments for players breaking COVID protocols. So this will be a thing that the Players Association, now typically their job is to stand up for the player, but they've also got the job of standing up for their entire membership, not just one player. So will they look at it from the aspect of health and safety and the benefit of all, or will they look at it from the perspective of, no, this is this one guy's interest we've got to protect? And I don't begrudge Justin Turner wanting to celebrate. He's 35 years old. He's been a part of this Dodgers organization for a while now, and part of their resurgence over the last 5 years or so is because of him, and he wants to celebrate. I get it, but they told him to do one thing, and he explicitly told them, no, I'm going to do the other. So do the league and the Players Association come together and say, well, you're going to be fined X amount of dollars, or you're going to miss X amount of games to start next season?
See, I don't even look at it as a virus issue, really. I look at it as a breaking the rules issue. Like, we're getting all these texts.
No,
what does it matter? Everyone acts like the virus is so bad, but athletes get it and they miss a week. Again, I'm closer to your opinion than you would think. I'm with you on that. I think a lot of it's overblown. But it's not about the virus here. It's about being told to follow protocols and breaking them. That's whether it's about a virus, whether it's about travel, whether it's about having pine tar, whether it's about this or that. You were explicitly told by your employer not to do this, and you did it. That it doesn't. The virus is of no consequence in this issue.
No,
it's about following rules.
Right. It's like being told, hey, you can't use the center field camera to steal signals from the catcher to the pitcher, and then you go ahead and do it anyway. He was told, don't go out there, and then he went ahead and went out there. That's what it boils down to.
He should get 10 games, I think, is where the starting point is, that he should get at least 10 games.
Yeah,
maybe
How do you reinforce to people the importance of these things that you've put in place? Again, whether it's about stealing signs or, in this case, it's about the protocols in place for COVID transmission. How do you reinforce this to players if you don't come down with some sort of effective punishment? And that'll be for the league and the Players Association to
decide. Major League Baseball dropped the ball by allowing him to play in this game. That all everything should have been figured out before they threw one pitch, before they left the clubhouse, before they were out there. But it wasn't. Then they allowed the game to happen, and they didn't. I understand not wanting to, stop the game in the middle of the World Series. I can understand that. But when the action was done and it was finished, then by telling him, they gave him an order, an edict, and said, don't do that. If he wants to do it, he's well within his rights to go ahead and break that rule, but he has to understand there are consequences.
Yeah, and that's, again, regardless of the rule and why it's in place and what you're trying to protect because of it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.